We're doing the 25th mitzvah. We're doing the 25th mitzvah. That's the mitzvah to cease work on the first day of Pesach. The Torah says on the first day of Pesach we have a calling. We declare it a day of holiness. And like every Yom Tov, we're permitted to do things for the sake of food. If a Jew needs food, this is where it gets sticky. If a person hasn't finished Giyur, technically, halachically, you're not allowed to cook for them on Yom Tov. But if you invite a bunch of guests and he shows up and you cook for everyone, that's why I have people in the gear process on you all the time.
How do you get around it? You plan on them showing up unexpectedly?
I don't make exactly enough food. If I have 15 guests for the Seder, that can always mean 20. Always. Let them come to our Seder once, you'll see. We get last minute phone calls. It's always a question, how many last minute phone calls we'll get. But don't count on that, because sometimes, you know, we had a sukkah where we were by my in-laws and people kept calling. Well, afternoon I had to say, I'm sorry, I'm not here. And like, really? People were so surprised. No, you can't count on that. I'm sometimes not here either on Yom Tov. But let's just finish. So the mitzvah is that we rest on the first day of Pesach. And here the Torah tells us that we're allowed to prepare foods. And we have a biblical commandment and a biblical prohibition not to do work on Yom Tov. We're allowed to light fires, not light, but transfer fires. And also we're allowed to take things in and out of the domain for things that are necessary on Yom Tov. And that everyone would use, and the halacha defines that. The rabbis instituted that we have Yom Tov Sheni. We have a second day of Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz here in Eretz Yisrael. Other than Rosh Hashanah, we only have one day Yom Tov. And this mitzvah of keeping Yom Tov, the first day of Yom Tov, not doing work, and this mitzvah is relevant in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz for men, women, children, everyone.